Hello all, welcome to our first edition of Big Game Players, with myself, your host Super, and my co-host Banjo.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
So, two friends passionate about football. Banjo, why are we doing this?
I think we just genuinely talk about football together. That predominantly dominates our conversations pretty much most of the time. So we just thought it'd be a bit of fun, get together and talk about football, discuss topics and have a bit of fun with
I won't go too early with ribbing your beloved Man United, but we'll
this.
come on to that at stage tonight.
I'm sure
Okay, so well, look, Banjo, let's start with an overview of the Premier League season that just happened. I know it's one you'd rather forget, but
we
talk to us.
my overriding thoughts of the season, just thinking back now, is it's been a bit of a strange one. It's been a bit of a strange one because to start with, obviously, there's clubs which haven't done so well, or whether they were expected to do well or not is another matter, but not as badly as they have. Speaking of United and Spurs, Chelsea, obviously, touching Chelsea. Chelsea had a not so good start. Then they built some momentum, and then they went away again, and now they're coming back in the Champions League. But it's been. I didn't expect Liverpool to win the league so easily, which they did at the end.
We did.
Yeah,
We
you did.
ran
You
away.
did.
No real
But
challenge at the end either.
yeah, and I'm sure if you're a Liverpool supporter, you obviously loved the season, or if you were in the Champions League spots or fighting for the Champions League spots, especially if you're Villa, Forest, or Newcastle teams, which haven't been doing as well in the last few years, and obviously, they all had very good seasons, actually, but they all were in it till the end, fighting for Champions League. But I think it's been quite underwhelming for maybe neutrals. Of course, like we said, Liverpool just, let's be honest, they cruised to the title at the end. And the three teams at the bottom were as good as relegated from the start. So there's not been much to go by. It's been a funny season. It's been a funny season.
And that's a big gulf, Banjo, right? Because I'm looking at it that the three teams that are coming up now, Leeds, Sunderland came through the playoffs, and Burnley, I believe it was. And I'm almost thinking in Sunderland, I've already seen a team that's going straight back down.
I agree.
In Burnley, there's a good chance that they're going to be yo-yoing. And going back down, although Scott Parker quite impressive there with what he's done. And Leeds, I think they might have the best chance actually of staying up.
Yeah,
But
I think you're right. I think Leeds could be breaking the mold. I think they've got a bit of money behind them as well, so they might be able to strengthen as well. And obviously they've got the big following and a bit of a Premier League tradition as well of being in the league. They could be one to stay up, I think, out of the three. I think you're quite right about Sunderland and Burnley as well. Actually, there's talk of Hendo. Your old boy.
Hendo
Yeah, going
I
back.
was wondering how long before that rumor came up,
Yeah,
and
well,
there it was.
and there it
There
was. Yeah,
it is
so,
straight away.
but that would be a good signing for them, obviously. He's a local boy there, and obviously he's been there previously, and he's obviously got massive Premier League experience. So that's the kind of players they should be bringing in if they are to have a chance of staying up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Premier League. So, I mean, we're looking at the Premier League. You said Liverpool cruised, and obviously. So just to introduce, I've got a season ticket, obviously, at Liverpool. Go up there, watch the games, and never in a, some people will call me half glass empty when it comes to Liverpool and FSG, but that'll be a conversation for another week. But I, in a million years, wouldn't have expected us to win the league this year. It wasn't on the agenda. I was thinking, maybe fifth, sixth, even, and then
Wow.
obviously, yeah, it's not as low as that. I mean, not a single player. I mean, Chiesa came in, cult hero. Somehow he's got a song that the fans keep singing. So Chiesa came in, and the other signing last summer was a Valencia goalkeeper, Mamardashvili. who I think comes this summer. So, you know, there was no one that came in. There was nothing to suggest there'll be a run, but it was surprising how easy it became. Man City fell off their level. And you know what, with Man City, I always thought, how many years can a team keep doing it? They'd won what, 6 out of 7 or 5 out of 6?
Yeah,
And
no.
how many years can you do it?
Yeah, no. Eventually, every team's got a cycle. But the I think if talking of Liverpool, I mean, if Klopp had been there, for example, and he obviously he did go, but had he not been there, I mean, had he not gone, and with the squad Liverpool's got, you would have certainly had them in the top three. I think it would have been very, very difficult or very bold for anyone to predict that they're going to win the league with a new manager. Because no one knows what can happen. Even though the squad was there and it's relatively a squad of good age, players still hungry, I guess. But you never know what you're going to get with a new manager. So I couldn't predict Liverpool winning the league on that basis. I would have had them. They were still squad-wise in the top three, definitely. Obviously, I think most people's choices would have been between City and Arsenal. I don't think anyone could have backed against City because I know you say they've had the same, you know, eventually a team does come to its end of its cycle and it does need a rebuild, but it's just that they've been so dominant and Pep has just been so great at what he does and you just couldn't, I couldn't see past them. I know people were tipping Arsenal, but no, I just
So
couldn't see
Arsenal,
it.
we're going to have a few friends now. Yeah, we've got a lot of friends who are going to be listening and probably booing us and cussing us on various groups.
We've rattled a few lately, haven't we?
We're thinking of them already, but surely a flop season, right? Surely they would have expected to
Well,
come away with, I mean, they came second, so it's not been disastrous, but they have spent money over years. They've built a squad. They've building towards a moment, and City dropped off their level this year. So surely that moment was this season. We're just saying neither of us overly fancied Liverpool at the beginning of the season.
No.
So surely this was the season.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, look, let's be honest. A lot of their fans and the feeling was once Pep goes, it's our time. Or, you know, it's only City in front of us. Well, this season it wasn't. City were nowhere near the levels they've shown of recent seasons. And no, of course, it's a disappointing season for Arsenal. I'm not having it any other way because at the end of the day, they've had
But
they're
they
not as
beat
good.
Madrid.
They've dined out on that one. Listen, they had a good night against Madrid, but you know what?
Two good nights, I'll say.
Yeah, but what does that give you a good season beating Madrid?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, in the Premier League, they've not been as good. Simple as that.
So
So that's the fact. So.
what happens with Arteta? I mean, my feeling is obviously we speak. My feeling is he's done a good job there, but I'm not sure he's a man to take him over the line. I think he's too emotionally invested. I think that rubs off onto the players. They get like too worked up, too like us against the world. And you know, definitely not one of the most likable managers in the Premiership.
No,
Unless
not
you're an
at
Arsenal
all.
fan, you're probably, you know, it almost reminds me of a Mourinho type mentality, possibly a bit of Conte. But yeah, just doesn't endear himself to the neutrals, certainly the non-Arsenal fans.
Completely agree with that, but those two managers you mentioned win things.
They
So
do. They
the
do.
fact, the, yeah, the fact was their own fans would like them. Other fans probably used to rub the other rival supporters up the wrong way. But the fact is, everyone was like in agreement that yeah, they're good managers. They win things.
Yeah.
Well, with Arteta, my view on him, if I'm totally honest, he's done a very good job. Look, from where he took Arsenal to now, he's got them competing. He's had them competing in the Champions League this year, reaching the
He's had the
semi-finals.
backing though, right?
Yeah, he's had the backing. He's had the backing, but he's built some good foundation there.
He's got
He's
a
certainly got the
100
fans
million
on his
pound
side.
midfielder.
Sorry?
He's got a 100 million pound midfielder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he's had the backing. He's had the backing. But the thing is, I'm under the thinking of how long can you go until you're actually successful? And however, in any business or sport, you want to keep improving. And however well he's done over the years and where he's taken Arsenal from where they were has been very good. But eventually the question mark comes, well, we now need to take that next step. Because you always want more, so you take that. And the big question is, can he take that next step?
Well, how long
If
do you give
you're,
him?
well, I think next season, I think he's under pressure.
I'm
I
sure
really
that's
do
what I heard
believe
last
that.
season.
Yeah, no, but last season you give it to him, but
I
you
heard that
might
at the
give
end
it
of
to
last
him.
season. I know the Arsenal
I
fan.
know. I
And at the
no,
end
I'm
of last
not.
season, it was, we'll see next season.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen this season. And it hasn't brought any more trophies.
Well, that's for sure. But the thing is, last season you had Pep in front of him. You had a big obstacle, big obstacle in front of him. You had a team which was so dominant, winning title after title. I mean, let's be honest, I know 115 charges, but they won the treble a couple of seasons ago as well. So
And counting,
that,
no doubt, with those charges.
yeah, well,
I'm
that's
going to watch
another.
what I say. I'm going to watch what I say. Don't let me sue.
you don't want to. Yeah, you got to watch out. But the thing is. Yeah, well, the big question is when is that going to be resolved? But anyway, so they had that big obstacle in front of them. This season they didn't. Liverpool slot came in first season. He's gone and won the league. He's gone and what Arteta's trying to do.
Well, surely that puts him to shame, right?
It does put him to shame.
A novice Premiership manager from Holland, who done a good job at Feyenoord, wasn't even the league winner at Feyenoord last season before he came to Liverpool. But he's come in, and in his first season, he's managed to do what Arteta can't do for about 5 years.
Yeah, and that's a fact. And this is why he's even more under pressure next season. Because next season, there's no reason with the backing he's going to get again and the backing he's had before and the excuses he's made over the period of time, over the season. So, what's his excuse for next season? You can't keep making excuses. Next season, he's got to go over the line or win something at least. Otherwise, he's under massive. For me, he'll be under massive. When I say big pressure, I think people outside Arsenal, rival fans or the media, have been quite kind to him.
I've
But
got a feeling I'm going to be here in next season again at the end of next season.
yeah, but I think the sentiment might be slightly different from their own support, from his own supporters next season. They're probably going to start getting fed up of it, and I think the media will come on to him a bit stronger. So this is why I say he's got to be under even more pressure next season. And I think next season he's got to win something. Maybe he's got to win something quite significant actually, because he's been backed. He's been, financially.
We won't make this an Arsenal bashing session.
No,
Obviously,
no.
they've got their own platforms and their own stations, their own
And
fans that do that.
they
They just
bash their own.
they don't need us adding to it.
No.
Brings on to the, so big question then. Who's had the better season, Arsenal or Newcastle?
Oh, right. This is my answer to that question. Arsenal is a better team. I think if you finish second in the league, Newcastle fifth, Arsenal's the better team. But I would actually
Right,
say,
because they
well, they
couldn't beat him
are.
in the semis of the
Yeah.
Carabao Cup with the two legs.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good question. I mean, that's a good point. But the thing is, I will say they're a better team. They've been more consistent in the league. The league table doesn't lie. That's what I think. So they're a better team than Newcastle. But I say Newcastle had the better season. They've been more successful because they've both come out with Champions League football and Newcastle's got a trophy.
And how many years that was? What, 50 or 70 years?
Yeah,
They had a
yeah.
won a cup for, and I mean,
So.
again, as a Liverpool fan, they were, unfortunately, I didn't get to go to that game, but they out supported us on the day. They were more up for it, shone through. The team was up for it. I think when you talk football and the team that wanted it more, I think that on that particular day, it very much was Newcastle.
Well, it's a bigger day for them than the Liverpool, and that's a fact. I mean, Liverpool amongst the trophies in recent years as well. They've won the Champions League, they've won the Premier League even before this season, and other big trophies, and they've won the League Cup a few times as well. So it's a bigger day for Newcastle. I think they've been to Wembley a good few times over the last, I don't know, 20 years or so. They've always come back second best, and I think they weren't going to allow that to happen this time. It was
I
their
actually
day.
enjoy watching them play. I do watch the Newcastle play. I think they play good, expensive, nice brand of football.
I like the midfield.
Good players.
Powerful.
Yeah,
Powerful
very
midfield.
powerful three in the midfield there with.
Gomez, Tonali, Joe Linton. That's
Yes.
very hard, very
Joe Linton's
difficult
a
midfield to
beast,
play
isn't
against.
he? He's like a monster.
Oh, yeah. And he got moved back from centre forward. The
Yeah.
fans didn't like him or anything. And then he's just been in midfield. He's been an absolute revelation. Brilliant. Eddie
Yeah,
Howe did a great job there, actually, by the way.
he wasn't pulling up any trees when he did play centre forward, so
No, he's
he's found
awful.
his role though. But you
Yeah.
know, so yeah, no, Newcastle fair enough.
What's your opinion? Who's had the
Who do
better
I think's had
season?
the better? Well, again, I think you're right. You know, they've both got the same the desired outcome for a lot of these top teams is obviously Champions League football, probably for financial reasons more than anything else. I haven't always agreed with it because I think some teams aren't good enough to win the Champions League the following year. So they want to be in it and there's money involved. And granted, you know, you see the numbers are astronomical. You even look at, we'll come on to it after, but you look at the Europa and I'm reading that those teams are getting like a few million, not even 20 million or whatever. And then you're seeing a team in the Champions League is getting sort of 90, 100 million. So you can see from the investment if it goes back in the team why you want to be in it, but they've both got that Newcastle and Arsenal. But like, yeah, I'm a believer in silverware. You've got you know trophies, and Newcastle at the end of the day have won one of the trophies on offer this season, and Arsenal haven't. But they've also got the Champions League. So when you couple that together, you'd have to go. I'd rather be a Newcastle fan than an Arsenal fan.
Well, yeah, they both came out with the same thing, and Newcastle's got a trophy as well. So,
Exactly that.
yeah.
Exactly that. So that was good. We touched on like Europa. We've had differing opinions on this, obviously. So let's go on to the Europa. So United, Tottenham, you
Yeah,
went? Talk to us about
I was there.
your roundabout travels to get there.
Oh gosh, I got there eventually, but I left. I spent a day in Rome.
Right.
Been before, did my sights, but it was lovely. It was actually a really nice day, like weather. Did my sightseeing there, so that was nice. And then on to Bilbao. It was a bit of a long journey to get there and get back, but no, it was great. It was a great trip. Like I say, these trips are great. You make
And
memories
I
and
was
whatnot.
out there, man. You Tottenham fans, that was a joke. Sometimes you hear like you bet off hooligans. You hear like people
No.
have a bit too many beers
Yeah.
and get excited. Did you see much of that out there?
Didn't see any of that. Like I say, there's always one or two idiots. I mean, it doesn't matter what team you support. There are always one or two idiots. But you see the odd thing flying around on social media. But that's just by people who are just trying to make a sensation out of stuff. It was honestly my experience. I could only talk from my experiences. It was really good natured. When I say people mixed, I'm not saying they're literally mixed and it was all happy, plain happy families here. But you'd see Spurs fans around in their shirts, or you see United fans around the shirts. No one, there was no issues at all. There was no snide comments. In fact, people would talk like you're going to bar and you order yourself a drink or something to eat or anything like that. And you get talking to the guy next to you who's happening to be a Spurs fan. And that was before the game,
But
like say even the day before.
Banjo, the great United. You're playing in a Europa League final against Spurs. Now you've had big days as a United fan, yeah?
Of course. Been to Champions League final, seen my team win Champions League finals live.
Yeah.
It's a
And
bit of a
now you're in a
comeback.
Europa League final against Spurs, 16th v 17th. Although I might be doing you a disservice because I think you might finish 15th.
We did.
But 16th v 17th at the time. Come on, that must make a mockery of that trophy.
It's actually the first season where teams haven't come down from the Champions League. So it's obviously the teams which finish bottom in the groups. So
And I
it
thought that
would.
was a good thing at first, but now I'm thinking, is it a good thing
Well,
they didn't come down?
I thought it was a good thing at first as well. But when you've got two poor teams like that reaching the final, let's not beat around the bush. It doesn't look like it was a good idea. But the thing is, I think let's give it next season to see what that tournament's like. To actually see if it was a freak that these two teams did get to the final, and maybe they were both not suited to Premier League football. I don't know, but the thing is,
Drab final.
yeah, it wasn't a good. If you're a neutral, I don't think it was a good game. I don't
Well,
think it was a good game.
I
Not much
think
happened in the first half.
I was watching it. There was two English teams and watched it, and there was a bit of like grabbing me because it was two English teams. But if that had been two German or two French teams playing out that final, it wouldn't have been a good watch at all.
No. Well, you watch football for action, for goals. There was only one goal in it. It was a scrappy goal. Was it even a good goal? It was a weird one. I think United had more of the possession in the first half as well, and maybe had the better opportunity with Ahmad or better moment. Spurs got a scrappy goal, like I said, and then they had something to hold on to, and they held on to it. They sat back. They found a way to win the game, which I was surprised with Ange, but he did that. I think the first goal was massive. If United had got the first goal, it might have been a different game because Spurs would have been a bit more open, and then maybe United would have, obviously, it would have left more spaces in behind for a bit, maybe a bit more action. Bit more action towards goal for United, for neutrals to watch anyway.
I think the most intriguing thing for the neutrals was the Romero and Maguire ongoing battle on the pitch,
Yeah. Well, I
which
think,
I
yeah, that was
don't
quite
think there's
funny.
any love lost between them two.
No, I think Maguire went up to him as well at the final whistle as well. But I think Romero's job was to rattle him because United struggle for goals, and you're throwing your big centre half up there, and he's the biggest threat to scoring a goal. And I think Spurs knew that, and they got Romero rattling him. So, but listen, I'll be honest, if United had won, as a United fan, you'd be like, yeah, salvage stuff in the season, please. We've got a trophy, but yeah, we've got Champions League football as well. We've made a really bad season, something out of a really bad season. But there's no way I would have been proud of that team. There's
What?
no way you're sitting there and you're proud of that team. Not finishing 15th, no chance.
So Amorim doing a double bluff in full time. If they want me to go, I'll go, giving it all that talk. And what's the deal with Amorim? What I mean of it, I get it's not his team, but for me, the naivety from Amorim comes from a manager's there to get results. And I know the talk is he didn't want the job. At the time he got it, and he was told, take the job now, you're not going to have it, or might not be there for you down the line. So he took the job. But he's come in, he's persisted with a formation he likes playing. He hasn't got the players that play that formation, but he's insistent that he's going to keep playing it, losing game after game after game. For me, that shows naivety, stubbornness. Is he the right guy there?
So I'm not saying you're wrong with your opinions. I'm just going to try and put some reason to why he's doing that. He believes that he actually said if he hadn't used that system, especially as we weren't getting results and stuff, and made a change earlier, like I don't know 4-3-3 or whatever it is, he said it will fall down eventually. So maybe he's applying to next season or whatever. He might feel like he needed more than pre-season to actually endorse that. So that's his argument. It's a very specific system. You need the right players to play it. He hasn't got that, so maybe that's why is he doing it. Should it maybe carry on because, like you said, the results have been shocking.
So you think he should stay?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you can't keep sacking managers. I don't think there's an appetite for manager change anyway. He needs the summer, he needs a transfer window, but he needs to improve. There needs to be a significant improvement in next season, not only not so much performance, but in results more than anything. But he needs goals. This team struggles for goals, and then you've got a
So
team which gives.
Cunha already linked. Wolves are as good a done deal as that.
Apparently, he had the clause 62 million.
So he's definitely an upgrade on Højlund from what we've seen.
Yeah,
And I
but I
called
don't.
Højlund, and I'm going to tell you again, Banjo, because I know you thought it was harsh about a year ago when I said it, but it's not harsh now. He's actually a poor man's Darwin Núñez.
No, I can't argue. He's been shocking.
He's
He's been shocking. What's he got? Three Premier League goals. But performances have been awful. At times it looked like he's a competition winner. But the thing is, I will say he's actually a lot worse than what he was when he first came. I don't know. I think it was too much too soon for him, and I think it's just broken him and confidence is gone, and now whatever he was good at, he hasn't even got that now. It's just he's been awful. Awful
Okay.
season.
And what do we make of the fact that so there's going to be a lot of ins and outs from what we're reading at United this summer. And this is that again, we won't spend too long on United because I
No.
think that's a show in itself if we really
Yeah.
wanted to do it. But mistake after mistake after mistake, bundle spent, probably £1 billion spent. I know money's coming as well, but a bit of, but you know, net spend huge as well. And but what I'm looking at here is I can't. I'm looking at how there's been downgrades for that net spend. So I'm looking at Onana, for example, and it. How's that guy better than
He isn't.
De
But this is the thing. Sometimes I
How's he
feel
better
like
than Dean Henderson? You've let him go.
he's not. But sometimes I feel like if someone actually deliberately went into United to ruin it, they couldn't have done as good a job as this. There's been so many shocking decisions off the pitch financially. It's just ridiculous. It's
McTominay.
unbelievable. Yeah, exactly. But I was always a fan of McTominay.
He's walked over Serie A. Lukaku.
And player of the
He's walked over
year. Player
Serie
of the
A.
year in Italy.
Yeah.
Well, look, the thing with Lukaku, see, this is it. At the time when Lukaku was there for United and playing for United, and they had that team at that time, it was deemed not good enough for that time. That team was miles better than this team.
Yeah.
You'd have someone like Lukaku up top all day long now. It's just like you say, they've spent money and it's just been an absolute downgrade. Terrible. The way they've all
Anthony's
come.
gone to Spain scoring goals and looking like a world beater.
Yeah, but I think that's more probably suits him out there a bit better. The physicality is not so much, and he's able to play his game. But that's not a bad thing for United because they can sell him, make some money.
So, moving on from United, lost to Spurs. And what's your take on them? I mean, I'm looking at a team there, finished. Yeah, they won the Europa doing these big bus parades. Great. But you're talking about a team that's finished 17th and lost 22 games this season in the league.
And this is the thing, and what gets me, by all means, their fans should be pleased and happy that they've won a trophy because it's been so long. But there's no way they could be proud of that team. There's no way they could be proud of that team.
What do you mean they can't be proud of it? They've
Well, like you said, what
given
was
us
it?
a one of
22 games they lost
out of 38.
out of 38. They lost 22 games out of 38. They finished in the last spot before relegation. All right. They scored a crappy goal in the Europa League final to win it as well. They beat a poor United side. They played before United. They played, I don't who did they play anyone of note in that Europa League?
I think in the semis they were up against Bodo Glimt from Norway.
Well, United beat them as well in the groups.
Frankfurt was probably about their toughest game on that run, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'll give them Frankfurt. But listen, I don't want to knock their achievement. They've done what, listen. They won the Europa League and they did what they have to do and they won it. That's fine. But there's no way they could be actually proud and say, yeah, look at that team, good team here. Because you don't finish 17th if you're a good team. See, end
So
off.
here's a question for you. Ange in or Ange out? And you know a few Spurs fans, so what's the general consensus?
Well, they all wanted him out. And now all of a sudden they want him in. I think it's difficult to sack a
What a fickle
manager.
game. Who said football's a fickle game?
Listen, we'll fall for that. We go by emotion, don't we? But the thing is, I don't think you can sack a manager who's brought you their first trophy in, what is it, 17 years?
Yeah.
So they have to give him a go. My fear for Spurs is it could be another Ten Hag situation. He starts the season next season, not well, and then all of a sudden they're looking for a new manager.
So you're giving him till November, December to see what he's doing, or are you?
Yeah, I think you have to. They've won the trophy. You
And they're
have
in the
to.
Champions League, more importantly, right?
Exactly. And he
It's
got
not
them
just
there.
winning the Europa, they're in the Champions League now.
He should have walked. Because you know what's coming.
So you can't see it getting much better next season.
They've been so bad. They've been. Again, it's like with United. How much can you improve and go up that league? Yeah, you can improve. I don't think. Listen, they will be better than what they've been, for sure. And I'm sure they're going to spend some money, but how much better can you be? Granted, they've suffered the injuries. They have. So that could make a big difference. But you've got to give him a chance. You've got to give Ange a chance, but I don't know.
But we say injuries, Banjo, but look, my big take on this throughout the season was you've got players out, you're coming out getting spiky and grouchy with the media nonstop.
Yeah, that don't help.
You're telling us, oh, my team, they're being so overworked because I'm bare bones. I've only got like 13, 14 fit players. So making out these excuses that he hasn't got enough players. Yeah, he's trying to play a high intensity game. And this is where the naivety comes in. Like I said about Amorim earlier, this is my big problem with Ange. If that's the case, you have to adapt your style.
Yeah,
And
of
Gary
course.
Neville, for example, I'm not name dropping, I'm not his friend, so I'm not trying to get him loads of followers. But Gary Neville, for example, he said like Slot, he said one of the big things with Slot is the different styles that Slot can play. And then he went one better and said, not just game to game, not half to half. He's talking about within the game, 30-minute slot, 30-minute, like, 30-minute intervals, changing whatever you need to change. And that's one thing Slot did have this season. One thing I said from the beginning, and I noticed it earlier in the games, and Salah's come out since and said it, but I was saying it when I was leaving. I was like, the second half, we were always much better. And it weren't because he was changing three players at half time. It was because he was seeing what's going on in the game. He was moving someone slightly to the wing or moving someone into a deeper position or into a more advanced position for the press, wherever it might be. But he was moving players around. The team talk was working and we were having much better second halves, but he was changing his style. And, I mean, nothing will beat the naivety of the, and the one that I can't get out of my head, and I probably should get over it. I'm not even a Tottenham fan, but when he went down at 9 men and he's playing that high line on the halfway line against Chelsea, God knows what that was
Ridiculous.
about.
That was ridiculous. No, what Slot is actually doing is adapting to the game, and that's really, really good. Unless you're dominant team and you dominate the ball like Man City did, you don't need to adapt to anything. Just keep playing your football. Keep playing your football, and it's successful and it works. But when you're like Spurs, and you can see you've got a high line and you're getting picked off, and basically it's not working in the game and it's just not looking good, you've got to be able to adapt, surely. And that, like you said, that game where they did have the 9 men and it just continued and then they got battered. It's just crazy, crazy. But this could be his downfall. But then, look, got to give him credit. He adapted against United in the final. He did.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my theory on that as well. And I know people have said, look, he showed, but come on, that was a blunt attack, Banjo. That
No, it
attack
wasn't.
wasn't going to be overly hard to
No, I
keep at.
agree. They were huffing and puffing, but weren't going to get a goal. But the thing is, he literally sat back. He soaked the pressure. He's not been doing that in other games.
Yeah.
So he did. So to give him a bit of credit, he did change the style. And I think he brought a defender on at one point as well.
He brought a defender on. Oh, very
No, another one. Another one.
well.
I can't remember who came on. I was too hurt by that
Too
time.
hard, too drunk.
I had a few before. But I was all right in the ground, no problem.
Okay. Now let's talk. I do want to talk about. Let's talk briefly. City Pep. Do they come back, do you think?
They do, whether it's next season, so soon. They'll be better next season.
So
Whether
Pep's
they.
come out and his big request of, all over the media, his big request is he's refusing to work with as big a squad next season. Have you seen that?
Yeah, he said that it's just ridiculous. He said it's hard because some players have got to leave at home and
He
you can't
doesn't
use them.
like it. He likes playing, he likes a more intimate squad, whether it's 18 to 20. And I think he likes a squad of about 17, 18, and then some youngsters that can come in and fill roles. But he doesn't like having 24, 25 senior players.
Well, he will know best because at the end of the day, they've been playing European football year in, year out, and he'll know I mean, they've even. I mean, they went to the cup final as well. So obviously, they've played a lot of games
Been a
again
big
this season.
downfall, though, right? I
No, it's
mean,
a big downfall, but he'll know. He'll know exactly how many players he'll need and he can work with going forward. But I do understand that sometimes it probably does get difficult when there's just too many. But will they come back like you asked? Yeah, with Pep there, yeah, they will.
spent 200
How?
million, Jane.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll spend more this summer as well. But how quickly can they get to the level they were? I don't know. I don't know. The
So,
recruitment's got to be good. The recruitment's got to be good. It's been brilliant in the past. Well, actually, to be honest, he's had some. He has signed some players who have not worked, but he's always got two or three for every position, hasn't he? So,
Rodri, big miss, obviously.
huge, and he'll be back next season.
He's,
Huge.
is it just him though, Banjo? Because you got Rodri, fair enough, big miss, like, and he's shown that. I mean, he was up for like Ballon d'Or, he was in the
Well, he won it.
Won the Ballon d'Or even. Yeah, exactly that. So he's won the Ballon d'Or. So yeah, you're gonna miss a player like Rodri. But then it's a demise, isn't it? Kyle Walker, obviously, he's gone. And he was like an integral part of that team. Ederson's levels, God knows, he's dropped. Can't believe once upon a time that guy was being compared to Alisson.
No, not now.
I don't think that I think that's a non-argument already. I think most people don't acknowledge that now. I haven't much seen much of that Nico Gonzalez in the middle.
No, me neither. I can't comment too much about him. Mamouche looks good, the new
Marmoush
signing.
looks lively. Full back from his first game.
Talking of declines, Foden's had a poor season. Whereas the season
Blimey.
before, he was excellent. But he's had a poor season. Bernardo Silva wasn't on his normal levels either.
A player linked with a move last summer clearly stayed. So that was an interesting one there with him. I think like you said, I think there'll be some players in and out of Jack Grealish probably.
Jack Grealish is as good as gone, I think, by the way that you're hearing. I wouldn't know where he's going to go, but the thing is, it's
Back to
yeah, they
Villa.
could. I don't know. Will he fit in with Emery, the way he
Is
plays?
Morgan Rodgers staying there? No Champions League.
He's brilliant. I don't know. He'll go for a lot of money though. Whoever wants him, but again, like you're talking with
Maybe here's a
Mans,
swap deal
with who?
with Jack. Jack going back to his boyhood club.
Swap doing a bit of money. I don't know. Is that a rumor? I've not heard it. Or
No, well,
is
it is now because I've started it.
that just watch this space
Watch this space. I'm not an agent. I'm not an agent. I'm not an
Fabrizio.
agent before people wonder. So
But they've got to get their recruitment right, Man City. If they're going to reach those levels, they've got to get it right. They're linked with Gibbs White, who's, I think, is an excellent player. But this is a big step going from Forest to City, where the expectations are a lot higher. Let's see. Pep's very
people of the
demanding as
season.
well.
Who's been the surprise package of as a team for the season, not as individuals? Forest.
Forest, yeah, definitely. No one could have predicted because they struggled last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one could have predicted they would have finished as high as they did, even though they dropped off a bit towards the end, run out of steam. But I think Forest, with Newcastle, we all knew that they're a good side and
Is
they've
that
paid
kudos
people.
to Nuno? Nuno done a good job there.
100%. 100%. Even though
Where's
Gary
him
Neville
go?
asked for him to be sacked,
Where's him go? They love Ange and they let him go.
fans didn't like his football, didn't even give him a chance. I think he was only there for a couple of months. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he's done. Listen, he's done a fantastic job. Forest are definitely the surprise team of the season for me. Newcastle, like I say, they got into the Champions League, but
Bournemouth.
that's no surprise. Bournemouth dropped off a little bit, didn't they, towards the end? But he's a good manager, Areola, playing good football as well, and he's got no big signings there, no one of note.
Some good
So,
players over there.
yeah, good players.
Well, that centre back
Semenyo,
Huijsen gone to
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. So yeah,
Semenyo. I like
Semenyo,
Semenyo.
yeah, linked with United, was he? Is
He
he
was. I don't know how true that was, but yeah,
Kerkez
he's a good
linked
player.
with Liverpool heavily?
I think he's going, isn't he?
I think they've spoke about it, but
Yeah.
it's not sealed,
Well,
signed,
that's a
sealed, delivered.
question. Frimpong he plays on the right hand side, don't he?
Frimpong will be a Trent replacement, and
Right,
almost natural. I don't think
he'll fight out with Bradley, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm not. I like Bradley. I'm not sure Slot fully trusts him. I'm
Yeah,
not sure he
but
fully trusts him just yet. He has his injury problems.
they cover the
Gave away a very poor goal at the weekend. Blimey, that was
really, I didn't see it.
terrible pass. He put it straight, like, you know. And I think it was interesting actually because I was at the game, and the obviously the game before the home game before we had Trent being booed.
Yeah, this is what I was going to ask you. What was it like the other day?
So it was interesting because Trent was being booed. I don't begrudge the guy. I understand there'll be Liverpool fans that are bitter. I think more by the fact that he's leaving with you know no fee. And no doubt this is something that's been in the offing for a couple of years. I think we've seen Madrid now how they manipulate that free market.
Well, while I was in Bilbao, I picked up the Marca, which was in one of the coffee shops, and Nico Williams was all over the front page. And I
Yeah.
thought, here we go.
Yeah, they know how to manipulate those situations. So, yeah, he got booed in that first game. And I thought it was mindless, by the way, against Arsenal, because I don't mind a player being booed when the names are being called out. But when they're in possession, you're still playing for your team. You're still trying to win the game.
He's got that shirt on, hasn't
Surely
he?
that wasn't good. And then interestingly, the other day I was off and I was saying to the guy, the fan sitting next to me, actually, in about the 42nd or 43rd minute, Trent went and warmed up along the sideline by himself. And I think I'm
Was
adamant,
he
I might
testing
be wrong,
the
I think he was testing the water because I think if he got booed, it would have been interesting whether he'd come on at half time.
Okay.
But because he didn't get booed and he got a good reception,
Safe to get out of there.
did come on for the second half.
Yeah.
And I think there was at times he was showing the fans, this is what you're going to be missing. Because spraying that ball around the pitch, like, it's,
Yeah.
you know,
You can't replace
effortlessly.
that. You can't replace a player like that.
No, and I think that's
You find another way. That's what you do because
and
he's
that's what
doing
Liverpool are
something.
doing. Obviously,
Yeah.
Frimpong,
Yeah.
he's an attacking fullback. Probably scores a couple more goals than Trent, actually. Well, he has at Leverkusen, but they were playing three at the back, so he was playing more as a wing back. And then the other one is Florian Wirtz, who's obviously on the fringes, but he's another really creative player. So I think we're replacing the creativity in other ways.
That's how you got to do it. You got to find another way. But Liverpool did their business quite early, which is good.
I'm a strong believer that they're doing the business early because my good friends FSG, who you know, I don't think they've given enough backing to the managers over the years. Yes, they let us spend what we generate, but sometimes you need your owners to dip that little bit further in their pockets. I think what they are doing is everyone's seeing this money and everyone's saying, "Oh, look, Liverpool's spending." Wirtz, Frimpong, that Liverpool spending all this money, but I think you're going to see a lot of book balancing by the end of the window. You've got a lot of players leaving.
Always the cynic.
No,
Never give them the benefit of the doubt, hey?
mark my words. Wait and see. We won't even be
So who will be balance? Who will they get? Who will go to balance the books?
Núñez.
But that's all right.
So sometimes, what I'm getting at, sometimes clubs sell players, and when you sell your players, teams know how much money you've got. So when Liverpool sold Suarez once upon a time, teams knew we had money. When Tottenham sold Gareth Bale, teams knew they had money. West Ham sold Declan Rice, teams know they've got money. So now that drives the prices up. But if you do your business and get your purchases in before that, people don't know how much money you've got.
Yeah, true.
Because it's not all over the press. But I think you're going to see Kelleher go, for example. You're going to see Tsimikas go. You're going to probably. The surprise one I think will end up going will be Kwanzaa or Gomez, probably Kwanzaa.
But you've okay,
Seeing
but
him linked.
you've just named
You're going to see Endo go. You're going to see Nunes go. You're going to see Jota go. Diaz is linked. All these players are linked with leaving.
okay. With Diaz and Jota, I know Jota has had his injury problems, but if they were to go, I think it makes a difference. The other ones you've named are all replaceable.
Harvey Elliott's going.
Yeah, but he probably wants to
But what
play
I'm
more
getting at,
football.
all these players are your squad, your strength in depth. And when
Yeah,
you get rid
but
of them, your next strength in depth is the kids.
oh, so you think they're all going to go and you're not going to replace them with
I've
anything?
always said the problem with lack of net spend, and this is the argument I keep having with people, The problem with that spend is you sell your fringe players to buy better players. I don't dispute we do good business in the market, Liverpool. I think over the last 9, 10 years, done some excellent business in the
I'd
market.
actually say your recruitment has been better than anybody, and that includes Man City.
I'd arguably agree. We get
Because
more for
Man
our
City have
pound.
gone big on players, which you expect them to be good anyway.
We
But
get more for
Liverpool.
our pound than any other team.
Well, look at
Right.
the signings you made with people like Robertson, the service he gave, and where you got him from, Hull City, and there's more. There's more.
Have you seen Banjo? Have you seen the table for net spend in the last 9, 10 years?
No.
Liverpool are probably about ninth.
Yeah.
Shows you the job Klopp did there. Like, we're about ninth.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about, oh, you broke records, Van Dijk, Alisson. Alisson was a record that survived 3 weeks before Kepa, by the way. But and Van Dijk got beat by a certain
Yeah.
English centre back at United. But
No,
but without Coutinho going, would those
yeah.
players have come in?
No, but that's great recruitment. But at the same time, now, like you said, it just shows how good Klopp was. But not just Klopp, the team behind him as well, making those decisions. But the thing is, it's going to be interesting if Liverpool will continue now with Slot making those right decisions. Because with Klopp, he hardly got any wrong with the
It's
players
more
who
the
came
people in the
in.
background, though, isn't it? Hughes and Edwards driving some
Yeah,
decisions
yeah,
there.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Liverpool did make mistakes in the market. And I
Not
listened
nothing
to
massive.
Did you listen to that podcast? I don't know if you had a chance to with Ian Graham
No.
on High Performance. So he was talking about the data analysts and everything that was sort of going on. So it was a good listen, actually. High Performance
Yeah.
podcast,
Yeah, I do
Ian
listen to that.
Graham.
It's very good. Yeah.
But he was saying a couple of players they got wrong was Naby Keita.
Ah, yes, of
He's
course, yeah.
saying in the he's saying in the metrics and all the analytical, he was the one that he was most surprised flopped. So
Right.
he's saying that that player should have, like, but no, in the market generally, yes, we've done a good job. We've made up any count. And
Yeah.
but Banjo, we are coming towards
Yeah.
the end of our show,
Okay.
so but I
Yeah.
think it would be unfair to leave the show
Yeah.
without a brief 3 minute overview. Actually, I've got two
Yeah.
questions, so I'm probably going to prolong it. So we'll try and bore the
Okay.
listeners for a little bit longer.
Ah,
Player of the season.
for me, he's Salah. Salah.
Yeah, snap. Unbelievable numbers, scoring and
Does
assist.
anyone who can that be argued against, do you think? Can't think. I think he's
Van
clear.
Dijk.
Yeah, but Van Dijk be Liverpool, but anyone else from any other club? Probably not.
I don't think you'll be finding anyone from another
Yeah.
club. I'm not, I can't think of anyone from another club that's had a good enough season to sort of, be in the player of the year category
Yeah.
there. And the
Yeah.
last thing,
Yeah.
Champions League final this Saturday.
Looking forward to that. Actually, really looking forward to it as a neutral. Two teams where I think Inter Milan are slightly favourites, but PSG is a good team as well.
I think actually it's the other way around. I think
Is
the
it
bookies have got
PSG?
PSG as a favourite.
Have they?
I'm
See, this
pretty
is what.
sure.
See, there you go. There you go. It could be either team to win it.
What do you see? Go on, let's do a score prediction.
Oh wow. Okay. I want PSG to win it for Luis Enrique because I like him. I've got no affection for either club.
I mean, the Luis Enrique, the story with his
Yeah.
kid.
Yeah. And yeah.
I think any
And
football fan wouldn't, no, don't think any human would begrudge him
no.
on
And.
Saturday. And probably the reason why I want them to win, actually.
And that's the reason why I want them to win as well.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like PSG, don't particularly like Inter Milan. Always preferred AC out of the two. Luis Enrique is the reason I want them to win. And for that reason, I'm going. I'm going to be bold. I'm going 3-1 PSG.
3-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've got an Italian team in a final, and you think there's going to be that many goals?
Yeah. You go on, I want to hear yours.
Oh, good, good. Do you know what? I'm going to be a bit more boring than you.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 1-1 in the
Extra time
90.
or penalties?
No, I think it'll be extra time. I think PSG will nick a winner
Yeah.
in extra time. And I'll even give you a man of the match
I'm
shout.
going to give you my man of the match before you say it.
Who are you going with?
The Georgian.
You don't want to try the name, no?
How'd you say
Baragashvili or whatever it is.
it?
But
That's the one I'll allow you to do
I'm with you.
it.
That's your man of the match.
Yeah. Watch his face.
Been a fun episode, Banjo.
Yeah,
Thanks for
brilliant.
filming
Enjoyed
it.
it.
And guys, tune in next week for our next episode.
Yeah, and like,
Thank you.
press the like buttons if you enjoyed it.
Yeah, if you liked it, definitely press the like button, share it with any friends. And if you've got any topics you want us to cover, put them out there.
And if
Well,
you did like it, double. Yeah,
and if you didn't like it, well, yeah, thanks for listening for the one and only time.
you